A Massachusetts judge has been indicted on obstruction of justice charges for allegedly helping a man in the country illegally to evade immigration officials. Newton District Court Judge Shelley M. Richmond Joseph came under federal investigation after authorities say she and her staff helped a defendant leave the courthouse through a back door last year after hearing on charges that included drug possession. We're going to talk a little bit more about the case. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Rory Little. He's a professor at UC Hastings College of the Law. Rory, you've been looking into this. You were looking over the charging documents. Give us a little bit of backstory.
Well, you know, I can't say that I know a lot about this story. I've read the indictment, the U.S. attorney in Boston or in Massachusetts has charged a state court judge and the court officer, the court security officer, for allegedly helping or allowing someone who is being released from state custody to go downstairs and out the back door while telling the ICE agent to stay upstairs and wait for the person in the lobby. And there's a number of other allegations. But, I mean, this is a sort of unprecedented, aggressive move against state officials who don't cooperate with the federal immigration efforts. And I think it's quite threatening to any city that calls itself a sanctuary city and basically takes a position of non-cooperation. I mean, it's really quite stunning.
Yeah, on that note, Rory, we certainly know here in the Bay Area that local officials and law enforcement can't agree not to cooperate with ICE agents. I would imagine that there are separate rules of conduct for judges?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you know, this raises really serious issues, not just of sort of immigration law, but of cooperation and or non-cooperation between state and federal authorities. State authorities do not have to follow federal law if federal law doesn't require them to. So, you know, we have in California the dispute between marijuana being legal on the state side and illegal on the federal side. State judges who enforce California laws are not guilty of obstructing federal law. At least that's not the way we've usually thought about it. There's no law that requires a state court judge to comply with an immigration detainer request. And that's all there was a detainer request. It's called, you know, it's a document that says, please hold this person. But it's not an order. It's just a detainer. So, I mean, the idea that this is very threatening to state court judges who may not want to cooperate with aggressive federal immigration enforcement and aren't required to by law, and yet you can sort of work around that by charging them with obstruction of justice. I mean, I think it's really a very threatening move. You know, there's some unsavory conduct alleged that the state court judge later may have lied about what exactly happened, that the security officer may have lied about what later happened. That's a little different, but the idea that just allowing somebody to go downstairs and out the back door while ICE waits in the front door is obstruction of justice is really just unprecedented.
And to be clear, it's not like the judge was helping a person before her escape. The case before her was resolved, and it was just the manner in which she let him exit her courtroom?
Yeah, basically. You know, the government alleges that the judge went off the record and then came back on and sort of had agreed to this go-out-the-back-door plan in an effort to avoid the ICE officer who was told to wait in the lobby. And that may or may not be true. We don't really know. They just allege that the record was silent on that. Interestingly enough, the state prosecutor said on the record, gee, I'm not sure this is the same person that the ICE people want. I'm not sure that documentation is sufficient to say that this is the same person. So even the state prosecutor seemed to think there were some problems here. There's a lot of questions to be resolved, but the overall approach here is an incredibly aggressive one, and I hope it doesn't presage the same kind of cases being made in other places.
Very much appreciate your analysis there, Roy. That's Roy Little, professor at UC Hastings College of the Law.